Excision 6, 55 seconds excised.
Thank you. completed, I wouldn't render any report. I think there's a little indication they are beginning to dismantle. I must admit my opinion is based on very shallow evidence.
Well, what we don't want to do is in any way is to charge that they say they're dismantling or to say they're not dismantling.
Exactly.
So that, let's say in an hour and a half we get a mixed bag out of it, which is probably what we'll get. Well, that should be the line we take today.
Yes, it makes sense, Mr. President, that he's pointed out that these flights were run one day after the broadcast from Moscow.
It's twisted in another way, which is worth, which is that there's no pain in reporting. We're judging between Saturday and Monday. We therefore don't know. We have 48 hours of work. Some of it, they may have been going forward between Saturday and Sunday.
We've seen that's about half, but I would think if we hold off saying anything for several hours of work.
Well, let's say, though, that just for Pierre's guidance and we won't be together again, I think if we come to the conclusion it doesn't show, I can't tell yet.
Excision 7, 2 minutes, 14 seconds excised.
Yes, I stopped all the U-2 flights, Mr. President, until we could find out what safeguards could be set up to avoid incidents of the kind that we had Saturday and also about 60 to 90 days ago. I don't think it'll take long to set up those safeguards, but I believe that until we do, we should not fly on U-2s. I think by the end of the day, probably.
Losing fear of government aircraft and improving their anti-aircraft capability. There is no way.
Excision 8. 1 minute, 35 seconds excised.
Tomorrow, unless there's some dramatic change.
problem with it, of course.
So, Jay, we would like to have them in touch with you about any broadcast.
If there are state defense papers, we might talk about how to get them around to the community. Hopefully, you'll have them.
I'll talk to him. I'll talk to him. He works with Stan.